back with the old razzle dazzle. Hello, Missy Higgins.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks.
Nice. Nice work on Adam Hill's show last night.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it was really cool meeting Yusuf Islam.
Cat Stevens / Yusuf Islam. Is he as nice as he seems, like, on stage and stuff?
He was really lovely. I didn't really get a chance to speak to him before or after the show, but I just really enjoyed that chat with him on the stage. I mean, there was quite a lot more that we talked about that didn't air. It was actually a really kind of in-depth conversation in the end. But, yeah, he was really lovely, just a genuine, really wise kind of man.
what sort of thing do you say to a person like that that's written so many amazing songs then sort of completely reinvented himself, you know, at whatever age it was where he converted to Islam?
The one thing that I said to him after the show was Father and Son was the first song I ever learnt on guitar when I was 15. And he was so, like, I don't know, I think it was genuine. He was so genuinely humbled by it. He went, oh, don't, really? Oh, I mean, he must have been told that, like, a million times in his life. But wow, it was just really sweet for him to say that.
And then did you admit it was actually the Boyzone version that you learned? And Missy Higgins in the studio and with a brand new song. And also, you're in a sling.
I am, with a very puffy hand. I had a ganglion that has been kind of reoccurring for about 2 years, and I've had it injected a few times, and it keeps coming back.
What is it? What is a ganglion? It's a great word.
It's when the fluid kind of pops out of a joint, like the casing of the joint gets expanded so that the fluid, goes into a different part of the arm, and it just presses against one of the kind of tendons or something, or a nerve or something, and just becomes really painful. So I couldn't really play guitar properly or, you know, get out of a pool or anything that basically...
Which are the two aspects of your life that you most need to do?
Both in equal measure.
Exactly.
And, and so I just, I didn't really have a choice. It kind of was getting bigger and more painful. So I've been on some pretty hardcore painkillers for the past couple of days.
And they cut it out. They just cut it out of your wrist.
I think so. They kind of sucked the fluid out and then they did some sort of, they mended the hole somehow. I don't know. I was under a general anaesthetic, so.
They could have done anything.
Yeah.
And you were playing piano last night on Adam Hills' show.
That was a pre-record. So that was done on Monday and I had this operation. What day is it today?
Thursday.
So I had this operation on Tuesday. So I had it the day after. I was wondering what people were going to think about that. They'd be like, oh, she was lying on a twit.
I think Adam Hills makes no lies about the fact that it is filmed on a Monday, so that's all right.
Yeah,
but
right.
Weren't you also into rock climbing? Hasn't that been affected by the ganglion in your wrist?
I haven't been rock climbing actually so much for the past few years because when I lived in America for a bit, it's really popular over there, and I think I was just in between tours. I was just getting into doing that in my downtime, but I didn't find it so easy to do in Australia, and it's one of those things where you need to know other people that do it because you can't just go and climb rock faces by yourself. It's extremely dangerous.
I thought that you could because I was like, upper body activity, that sounds like a really good idea, but you do need someone there to hold the rope.
You kind of do, yeah, unless you're crazy.
No, not me. Very, very cautious. All right, well, but you, post-rock climbing, post-ganglion, you are back. You have a brand new album, which is called The Old Razzle Dazzle, and a new song, which we demoed this time last week, I think it was.
Yeah, Unashamed Desire. Yes, you did.
That's right, Tom and Alex. Oh, well, it was mostly Tom and Alex, but no worries. Let's have a listen to it right now, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more with Missy Higgins. On Triple J, Unashamed Desire by Missy Higgins, brand new song, premiered last Monday, and Missy Higgins is here in the studio, as I heard you saying to Adam Hills last night on his TV show, a very amazing video clip for that song.
Thanks. Yeah, I love it. It was done by Natasha Pinkus, who is just an incredible filmmaker, and she's most famous for her Somebody That You Used to Know, from Gautier's.
I have heard that song before. That is
yes. Might sound familiar.
I think, yes. But it's, yeah. Well, it's a very different idea to that.
It is, yeah, yeah. She wanted to paint my body in multicolored triangles, but I just said no.
And have Kimbra drop in the middle.
Yeah.
drop a jam. The origami cranes, whose idea was to decorate your body instead of triangles but with origami cranes?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we definitely wanted the, you know, the metaphor of kind of, you know, my costume kind of gets slowly peeled off over the course of the clip. And then we workshopped kind of the idea of, at the very end, the reveal of my insides basically just kind of exploding and suddenly being on the outside of my skin. So in other words, you know, I'm not ashamed mm-hmm. of to be myself anymore and having the inside on the outside. So I don't know, I just kind of, we workshopped for a while what that would look like. Mm. And, you know, in all reality, it would probably look like blood and guts and intestines and not very romantic or artistic. So I love the idea of kind of looking like a multicolored explosion. And, and somehow the idea of origami came out of that.
That's great. That's great. How long has it been since you weren't, you didn't feel okay to be yourself?
Oh, I don't know. I think just over the past few years, you know, the reason why I kind of took quite a big break, I actually thought that I was, you know, going to quit music, was just because I found it really hard to kind of to mix the performer side of things with the personal side, and it just got all too blurred, and I'd forgotten, you know, who I was, and I'd lost sight of why I'd made music in the first place. It had just become too much of a business, and I just wanted to get back to just playing music for myself. You know, I didn't want to be part of, you know, a production line anymore. That's, you know, I'd kind of got to that point. So, yeah, I guess the entertainment industry is quite fickle, and I just got to this point where I didn't know what was me and what wasn't, and kind of hiding things and just not being completely honest with myself or you know, and eventually I was just like, I don't care. I think I'm just, you know, going to be honest.
Yeah.
Just in every aspect of my life, just because it's a much more kind of relaxing way to live.
Absolutely. Well, of course. And making that decision and then making the music that is the new album, The Old Razzle Dazzle, how did you take that idea into the studio and into songwriting?
Well, we had a lot of fun in the studio, and that was one of my priorities starting. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I really want to make this in a really natural way. You know, if I'm gonna make music again, I want to work with friends. And I did. I worked with Butterfly Boucher, who's... you probably know she's an incredible Australian singer-songwriter who's been living in Nashville for a while. So I met her on the Lilith Fair, and we really clicked, and we actually wrote Unashamed Desire together, and she's got, funnily enough, a version of it on her album as well.
Cool.
So she produced the album with Brad Jones, another Nashville producer, and it was just really fun. You know, we didn't go into the studio with any kind of intention to make it sound a certain way. I just really wanted it to be creative and free, and I wanted the songs to just kind of speak for themselves and to sound as though they were made with joy.
Cool.
So we just kind of went into the studio every day and picked up instruments and banged them and just thought, let's put this on. You know, we'd get a Gatorade bottle with rocks in it and just bang it against the wall and go, yeah, that sounds cool, let's put it on this song, or get some toy piano out, or, yeah.
I can't wait till the album comes out and we get people to, like try and identify the Gatorade bottle with the gravel in it.
Like, yeah, yeah. I think Butterfly actually played a rubbish bin at one point with... with a drumstick and a piece of paper she actually played. she played a piece of paper.
That is brilliant.
I don't know how that happened, but it sounded really good on the recording.
There are pianos and guitars. Don't worry, everyone. I promise.
There are a few normal instruments on there, yeah.
You're listening to Triple J with the Doctor. Mizzy Higgins is in the studio and back with a new album, The Old Razzle Dazzle. And whilst in America, you were on tour with that gentleman, Gautier, and you got to sing the Kimbra bit in that song.
I did. I was kind of hoping he wouldn't ask me because I just thought, my God, there's such huge shoes to fill. But it turned out okay. It's really high part, like it's right at the top of my register. So I could only just make the notes, but I did. And it was really fun. Like, it was number one. It may still be number one in America when those shows were on. So it was a pretty incredible reception from the audience when that song started.
And did you make any lyrical mistakes or anything like that? Did you nail it?
I did. I kept making lyrical mistakes in soundcheck, but thank God I got them right on the actual night.
Excellent. It was so good because, like, you know, we hadn't heard from you in a little while. As we heard last night on Adam Hills, you went and went back to university, took a break, had songwriter's block, an existential crisis, and then, you know, we hear a new song, you're up singing with Gautier, and I was thinking, when was the last time we heard anything from Missy Higgins? And then I remembered you, of course, made your feature film debut.
You ready, kid?
Oh, my God, we've run over an Aborigine.
Were they the first words you've ever said in a film?
Oh, my proudest moment.
In brand new days. Such an amazing
story. I've never heard just the audio of that. That's quite funny.
That was Missy Higgins playing Annie, the hippie, who did indeed think she ran over an Aborigine in your own words there, or in Annie's words.
Yeah, God, yeah, that was a lot of fun doing that movie. We did it up in Broome, which, is a really special place for me, and I wrote my second album up there. So it was just kind of this coincidence that, yeah, it was shot in Broome, so I got to spend another 3 months there.
Awesome. Hanging out with people like Ernie Dingo and Dan Sultan.
Yeah, and Tom Budge, who acted as my German boyfriend.
Awesome.
Who was just so hilarious. He just had me in stitches all day in the combi van.
I know you've got an album tour to work on and all that stuff, but is there any more, feature film cameos coming up?
No. I did try. I actually auditioned for Mad Max. You know, the new Mad Max that's coming out?
No. Well, I knew it was happening. I didn't know you auditioned for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was ages ago, but they've been, and they actually told me I had the part at one stage, but then about a year, and then it got kept getting postponed, and then about a couple of months ago, they rang me up and told me that they were recasting and they'd rewritten the characters, so they're all a lot different, and the one that they wrote for me was gone. I think actually maybe I reached the point where I'm just a little bit too old for the character.
Missy Higgins on Triple J, thank you so much for dropping into the studio.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.